Officials in Beijing are stopping Chinese tour groups from leaving the country in order to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Now, Chinese tourists account for more than 10% of the global tourism industry. That's more than any other country. So airlines, cruise ships, and high-end hotels across the world are in limbo. NPR's Jackie Northam has the story.
Just a couple decades ago, Chinese tourists were usually diplomats or athletes. Since then, Beijing has relaxed travel restrictions, and a growing economy means more people have disposable income to travel. That's made for a lot of crossings at Chinese borders.
Last year, we had something like 170 million border crossings.
That's Wolfgang Arlt, the founder of the China Outbound Tourism Research Institute, which helps international tour companies do business with Chinese customers. He says the most popular destinations for Chinese visitors are in Asia. Think Thailand, Hong Kong, and Macau. But the sights and the luxury goods found in Paris, Sydney, and New York City are also popular.
The latest number we have for spending is for 2018, according to the official records of United Nations World Tourism Organization, it was $277 billion spent by Chinese on international tourism. So that's quite a number.
And a lot of those tourists came to the U.S. Chris Haywood with NYC & Company, New York City's marketing organization, says in 2018, the city welcomed more than 1 million Chinese visitors.
China is a tremendously important market for New York City. It represents about $3 billion in total revenue.
But fear over the coronavirus has brought Chinese tourism to a screeching halt. Many airlines have suspended flights to and from China. So there's concern about the potential financial impact of the virus. Haywood says his organization is in a wait-and-see mode.
We are monitoring the situation very carefully and very closely, but it's too soon for us to make an assumption on exactly how this is going to affect business in the long term.
Wolfgang Arlt says he's optimistic that Chinese tourism will resume after the coronavirus is contained. He points to the SARS outbreak in 2003.
That was a somewhat similar story that for about 3 months, no Chinese came out of China. But after that, what we could see and what I think also we can expect this time is once this is over, then the Chinese will travel even more.
Arlt says his institute is forecasting that by 2030, one out of every five international tourists will be Chinese. But that all depends how long it takes to contain the coronavirus. Jackie Northam, NPR News.